that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shohei Ohtani breaks his silence on the Ipe Mizuhara gambling scandal. We have everything you need to know. What's next for Shohei? That's coming up next here on Dodgers Dugout.
It's time.
I don't care how many times this team rips my heart out, I'll never stop loving the Los Angeles Dodgers. Think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out. What is up, Dodgers Nation? Doug McCain here, credentialed member of Dodgers Media. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Now, if you haven't yet, do me a huge favor and subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button, and also comment done down below so you're eligible for our next giveaway at 90,000 subscribers. Little under the weather right now, so we have been going live, but we will be back with the morning live streams very shortly. Dodgers Dugout Live and the post-game shows all season long. Got some exciting news about the show that we'll reveal a little later this week. So be on the lookout for that. But also, I want all your takes down below. What is your reaction to Shohei Ohtani's press conference today? His statement to the media, what are your thoughts? What are your big takeaways? What do you think will ultimately come of this? I want all your takes down below. And for all latest Dodgers news, head over to DodgersNation.com. So we have so much to get into about the Ipe Mizuhara gambling scandal, so let's get right into it. I just got back from Dodgers Stadium just minutes ago where I attended the Shohei Ohtani press conference where he read a statement about Ipe Mizuhara and this gambling scandal that has really started to rock Major League Baseball. Just some initial thoughts being in that room are, one, that is the most packed I've seen that room. We're talking about the NLDS. We're talking about Fernando Valenzuela's jersey retirement. Nope, this is the most packed that room has been. You had tons of Japanese media members. You had the LA-based media members. You had national media members. There were so many people in that room that they didn't even allow cameras inside because there's really nowhere to put them just because they had to accommodate everyone who was in there. And then when Shohei Ohtani finally walked in, he didn't come by himself. You had Dodgers president of baseball operations, Andrew Friedman. You had Brandon Gomes, Dodgers general manager. You had manager Dave Roberts. You had teammates Joe Kelly and Kike Hernandez. You had some other club officials. You had Juan Dorado from Dodgers PR. So there was a lot of people. Lon Rosen was there. Pretty much the Dodgers brass was there alongside Shohei Ohtani, and Ohtani was holding this black book, and in that black book contained his prepared statement, and he and his new translator, Will Ireton, they got right into it. Now, my first big takeaway was that Shohei Ohtani immediately came out and said that he did not bet on baseball. He said, "I never bet on baseball or any other sports or never have asked somebody to do that on my behalf, and I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports." So this was the number one thing that you were looking for. This was something that needed to be said by Shohei Ohtani, that he did not bet on baseball, that he did not bet on sports. So the most serious thing that could have came from this would have been if there's some link to him betting on baseball. That would have led to a potential year suspension, to a potential lifetime ban. None of that is even possible at this point. He did not bet on baseball. That was the first thing and the most important thing that I was looking to hear, and he came out right away and addressed that. Now, the second big takeaway was he said, I didn't know that Ipe had a gambling addiction. He would say, the first time I knew about Ipe's gambling was after the first game in Korea when we had the team meeting in the clubhouse. During the team meeting, obviously Ipe was speaking in English, and I didn't have a translator on my side. But even with that, I kind of understood what was going on and started to feel that there was something amiss. Prior to the meeting, I was told by Ipe, hey, let's talk one-to-one in the hotel after the meeting, so I waited until then. Up until that team meeting, I didn't know that Ipe had a gambling addiction and was in debt. Obviously, at that point, I obviously never agreed to pay off the debt or make payments to the bookmaker. Finally, when we went back to the hotel and talked one-to-one, that's when I found out that he had a massive debt, and it was revealed to me during that meeting that Ipe admitted that he was sending money using my account to the bookmaker. And at that moment, obviously, it was an absurd thing that was happening, and I contacted my representatives at that point. So here, this is extremely important because this backs up the second version of the story from ESPN that Shohei Ohtani had absolutely no knowledge at all and no involvement in one, Ipe's bets, or two, covering up Ipe's bet. So they are making Ipe out to be someone who absolutely backstabbed Shohei Ohtani, somehow gained access to his accounts, was forging his signatures, was forging his way to be able to make these payments to this illegal bookie, and this was all over Ohtani's head. And look, I don't think this is completely unreasonable. We've seen this happen in entertainment. We've seen this happen in sports where people close to the celebrity, people close to the superstar, they take advantage of their client and they're greedy and they see the money. They see how much money their client is making and they're around it. And they see all the glitz and glamour and the financial wherewithal they have and they want a piece of that action. And this is a case where Ohtani's camp is saying that Ipe completely went rogue and did all this stuff by himself, and he manipulated Shohei Ohtani because he was his translator. So the initial conversations with ESPN, the Ohtani spokesman said that Ohtani willingly paid Mizuhara's debts, and the story that Mizuhara repeated in the one-on-one on-the-record interview with ESPN on Tuesday morning. Now, one explanation that you could have for the shifting of the stories is that Mizuhara had been translating and communicating for Ohtani this entire time. And Ohtani's representatives, they were getting false versions of these stories until Mizuhara finally said, you know what, the walls are closing in on me, I can't do anything at this point. And he said, you know what, I have to just absolutely come clean. So I think there was a moment where Ipe was trying to play both sides. He was trying to see if he could somehow save himself, but he ultimately realized he couldn't. And that's how this is framing that. So Ohtani eventually would say during the press conference, Ipe obviously lied about, basically didn't tell me about the media inquiry. Ipe has been telling everybody around that Ipe has been communicating with Shohei on all of this account to my representatives, to the team, and that hasn't been true. So Ipe was manipulating the journalist Tisha Thompson and ESPN in this situation, making it seem like Ohtani gave him his blessing to go out there and go with this story that Ohtani was willingly paying off his debts. Clearly, that was not the case, according to Shohei Ohtani. And then, third biggest takeaway, Ohtani didn't agree to pay off the debt. Ohtani said, I never agreed to pay off the debt or make payments to the bookmakers. So that's a version of the story that was initially released. And that's
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Another way where Ohtani's saying, I had zero involvement, zero knowledge. Now, the fourth big takeaway, all of this has been a complete lie. Ohtani said during the press conference, last week in Korea, media had reached out to a representative of my camp inquiring about my potential involvement in sports betting. Ipe never revealed to me that there was this media inquiry to the representatives in my camp. Ipe told the media and to my representatives that I, on behalf of a friend, paid off debt. Upon further questioning, it was revealed that it was actually, in fact, Ipe who was in debt and told my representatives that I was paying off those debts. All of this had been a complete lie. So once again, Ohtani saying that Ipe is trying to play him. He's trying to play the reporters, but he's saying it was a complete lie by Ipe Mizuhara. Fifth big takeaway, Ohtani was shocked. He said, I'm just beyond shocked. It's really hard to verbalize how I'm feeling at this point. Ohtani said he didn't know the full extent of Mizuhara's gambling or that he even was in debt until he addressed the Dodgers team in that team meeting in the clubhouse where they came out there and said, okay, there's a story that's going to come out and Ipe, you're going to address the team to tell them what it's about. Until that time, Ohtani had no knowledge of Ipe's gambling past. Ohtani didn't have a translator at the time, but he did know enough English to kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together, and he said he kind of understood what was going on to know that something was amiss. So just imagine that. Ohtani sitting in that Dodgers clubhouse. He sees his friend up there talking about gambling. He doesn't have his translator, so he's not getting the full translation, but he's sitting there like, what the hell is going on? Gambling? What are you talking about gambling? So that must have been a complete shock. There's some reports from Japanese media that Ohtani was really upset about this to the point where he was yelling and things like that, but that hasn't been confirmed. But you could tell that he was absolutely furious and absolutely blindsided and shocked by the betrayal of his once best friend, Ipe Mizuhara. Ohtani said it was an absurd thing that was happening, and I contacted my representatives at that point. And then the sixth big takeaway is they're taking legal action. Ohtani said, my lawyers confirmed that since this is fraud, we have the proper authorities handle this matter. So this tells you everything you need to know. For anyone out there, all these haters out there saying, oh, this is Ohtani just going damage control. This is Operation Protect Shohei Ohtani. Ipe's the fall guy. Ipe is just taking one for his longtime friend so he doesn't get in trouble and it doesn't tarnish his brand. Really, if that was the case, do you truly believe Ohtani's representatives would risk getting law enforcement involved and make up this massive theft? Do you truly believe that? Because we're going to see that Ipe Mizuhara is going to go to jail. he's most likely going to face time for doing something like this. The $4.5 million could be just the beginning. So the fact that they're actually taking legal action leads me to believe that their story is true. And then seventh, Ohtani said, looking to move on. Seventh biggest takeaway is Shohei Ohtani is looking to move on and focus on the upcoming season. He told us, I'm looking forward to focusing on this season. I'm glad that we had this opportunity to talk, and I'm sure there will be continuing investigations moving forward. So I know that's a lot of information. I know that's a lot to unpack there. And for me, it's just making it very clear to you that at this point, you really shouldn't be worrying too much about Shohei Ohtani if what he said today was true. And just reading his body language, he was confident. He was not stuttering up there. He was not stumbling over his words or anything like that. He was speaking very clearly, very confidently. He didn't even look nervous out there. He went there and he really just made some bold, bold statements. He said more than I expected. I think I was talking to the other media members out there. He blew us away with how much he actually said and in detail what he said. I mean, he went into great detail about all this stuff. So I really left that press conference believing Shohei Ohtani. And I'm not being naive about this. I truly believe Shohei Ohtani because I don't think they would have gotten law enforcement involved. I do think that there was a world where Ipe was taking advantage of being his translator and playing both sides and finding a way to save his job by any means necessary. I mean, this is someone who is a proven liar at this point. I mean, go look at his college degree from UC Riverside. Oh, wait. What, this guy go to Duolingo University? Come on now. This guy didn't work for the Boston Red Sox, okay? So this is someone who has been proven to be a liar. This is someone who has proven to take advantage of Shohei Ohtani. And this is another example in sports entertainment where someone very close to the superstar tries to get away with one. But in this case, it looks like Ohtani got ahead of this. And unfortunately for the team and Ohtani, it's absolutely a distraction. But what I can tell you, speaking to insiders around Major League Baseball, is he's going to be okay. The Dodgers are going to be okay. They're going to get past this. And that's the feeling right now. He's not going to miss time. And pretty soon, I don't even think that this is going to blemish his brand. I think a couple days ago, I was like, you know what? Maybe this hurts Ohtani's brand. I think there's a world where Ohtani is 100% innocent. And that's what I'm leaning towards right now. So that was my takeaways from being there. Like I said, guys, not feeling so good right now. But you guys know I can't not get into Dodger baseball, especially a story this big. And let me know down below, what are your thoughts on Shohei Ohtani in the press conference? What were your big takeaways? Do you believe him? Do you believe everything that he said? If you're asking me, gun to my head, I say yes. I truly believe the man up there and what he said. And it's sad. It's a shame. The betrayal from your best friend. Let's monitor that early on the season because they didn't allow questions. I was right up in the front. You guys know I try to, you know, I'm always getting my questions in. Raise your hand. You know how you do the kid who goes to class and he sits in the front of the class and try to get their questions in. That's me at these things, okay? And I was just wanting to ask him, how big of an adjustment is it going to be adjusting to a new translator? Because this is someone who played a big role in his life. He was his driver. He was his friend. They spent Christmases together. They spent a lot of time together. And all of a sudden, he has a new translator. And I think that Will Ireton is phenomenal. I think he's going to be great. But it just makes you wonder, how big of a toll is it going to take on Ohtani mentally? How big of an impact is it going to have on his game, on his performance at the plate early on? Is this something that's keeping him up at night? I mean, he's someone who just got married pretty recently. He's on a new team. He's playing for the Dodgers. A lot of pressure. So let's monitor that early on. Let's monitor that and see how it goes because I'm sure it's going to be an adjustment. I mean, the communication there is very, very important for him. So let's just hope that he can get past this and he can find a way to heal from this. Let's be honest. This is very, very sad for Shohei Ohtani. Your best friend stole money from you. Your best friend stole money from you, and you're taking legal action against him, okay? I mean, it's a very serious story, but I think I was extremely impressed with Shohei Ohtani. I couldn't have been more impressed. I think he nailed today's press conference. I think he said a lot more than anyone thought he was going to say, and I thought that he really added a lot of clarity to the situation, and I think that we're going to look back, and this will be a small footnote in the Shohei Ohtani era for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and we're going to get back to focusing on having the best player in baseball, the best player in the universe in Dodger Blue, because that's what the focus needs to be on and how great this is for the sport. But we'll come at you with some more updates. And like I said, we'll be back with the live streams. We'll be back with more content. I'm dropping two parts for the vlog for the career series. You guys will not want to miss that vlog. You got the mascots, the beer chugging, the dancers, the cheers, everything about it. I'm going hard on that vlog. I just dropped a interview with Ken Griffey Jr., my favorite player growing up. That was really cool. I got more interviews on the way. Also, we got a permanent Dodgers press pass credential this season. So I'll be going to tons of games. I can go to all the games if I want to and be live streaming, giving you behind the scenes access, player interviews all season long, guys. So be sure to keep it locked here at Dodgers Nation. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, drop the comments down below. And until next time, think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.